Ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for December 8th, 2015 is now called to order. I would like to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And before we do the Pledge of Allegiance, I would ask that all of us take and have a moment of silence for the victims of this Islamic terrorist incident that happened. Thank you very much.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item for today is public comments. Oh, excuse me, we have to have roll call first.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone is absent excused. Commissioner Evelyn Alexander absent excused. Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Henry Antonio from the City Attorney's Office, Jason Ewart from the City Attorney's Office, Cassie Castillo from Castillo and Harper, APC, and then from Parks and Recreation, we have Jim Tickmeyer and Mickey Valdivia.
Our first item for today is item AA, public comments, if anyone would like to take the opportunity to make a comment at this time. Okay, our next item is item AB, approved agenda additions. Do we have any additions today?
No agenda additions.
Okay. Moving on to a consent calendar, I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 and A2 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion? I'd ask for the motion.
So moved, yeah.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That ends our consent calendar for today. Moving on to item A3. This is a status conference for the appeal hearing in the matter of the dismissal of appellant P1506-3, scheduled on January 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, 2016, beginning at 9 a.m. on January 11th, 13th, and 14th, 2016, and beginning at 9:30 a.m. on January 12th, 2016. All right, we'll go ahead and start with Ms. Kathy Castillo.
Oh, good morning. Casey Castillo.
Casey, I'm sorry.
On behalf of Stephen Sanchez, who is unable to be here today, and the appellant P15063. At this time, I believe that the dates that are currently set are we're prepared to move forward, and so I don't have any further update as to a need for a continuance or anything.
Great, thank you. Jason for the city?
I was able to confirm that all of the city's witnesses will be available other than Chief Burguan, and it was not a confirmation of unavailability. He just did not respond to my request for an update. Obviously, he's been very busy with some other things this week. I do not anticipate that he will be unavailable to testify at that hearing, so I think that the dates will work for the city as well.
Okay, we'll go ahead and move on that item, and since they're already scheduled and it's okay with everybody, that takes care of that item. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next item is item A4, a request by the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Community Services Department to waive the Civil Service oral exam one time for Parks Maintenance Worker 2 Flex, part-time. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to waive the Civil Service oral exam one time for the current Park Maintenance Worker 2 Flex part-time recruitment. Any of the commissioners have any discussion on this item? Or?
I'd like to hear from the Parks and Rec as to what their reasoning for waiving for this one time.
Good morning, Mickey Valdivia, Director of Parks. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. Last night we had three full-time positions open up for us in what is called the Quality of Life Team. We anticipate that prior to the submittal here that some of our current part-time employees are going to be eligible for those full-time positions. Our current part-time employees are all part of a larger group that was excused when we downsized the maintenance department. So in anticipating vacancies that are going to be occurring due to promotions, folks going from part-time to full-time, we just want to work as expeditiously as possible to make sure that we have no vacancies, because we can't afford we can't afford for any vacancies to be apparent for us, because it does compromise our operation. This is a part-time position. Perhaps an individual who's fortunate enough to acquire this would be just, you know, it's an integral part of our team, and we just want to work as expeditiously as possible to fill this position.
So you have someone in mind?
Yes, we
do. For the position now?
Yes, we do.
And that person is on board?
No.
So, Curtis, I should note that we have run a recruitment for a part-time list.
Okay.
Understanding that any full-time vacancies will, first right of refusal will be for everyone that is on that reinstatement list that was impacted by the 2014 reduction in force. So we have an established list for full-time vacancies. This is really for the part-time component. We did run a recruitment for that part-time. And it's just a question moving forward if we'll move forward with the requiring of that screening interview to establish the part-time eligibility list, or allow that to be waived so the department can move forward with the selection from that group of 20 candidates.
That's what it is.
Versus a more narrowed list from a screening interview. So that's what they're asking to waive, is the civil service screening interview. They will be required, if that is waived, to still consider everyone on that eligibility list.
Which is 20 persons. And how many part-time positions we have with them?
Currently in the Parks Department, we have three part-time positions.
We have, actually, we have six, we have five that are filled and one that was just vacated. I believe it was 11/17.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and...
I make a motion to accept the recommendation.
Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next item is item A5, a proposed revision of Civil Service Rule 510, redirecting voluntary demotions for classified personnel to vacant positions. I'd ask for a motion that the proposed revision to Civil Service Rule 510 be approved, and that the chief examiner be directed to proceed with the process toward adoption. And we have discussed this during the last meeting, included, so I would ask for that motion.
So moved, Chair.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Okay. Our next item is item A6, a civil service board meeting for December 22nd, 2015. If our chief examiner would please let us know what's going on with this issue.
There is a potential that we will have a pressing matter that will need to be addressed ahead of the January 12th meeting, which would be the next regular board meeting. I do not have confirmation at this point in time if we will have to bring something before the board, but in anticipation of that, I would like to reconsider whether we could hold off with canceling the December 22nd meeting until we know for sure if that matter will have to be brought before you for consideration.
Okay. And with that in mind, we won't have to make a motion. We'll just wait until the next meeting and readdress it.
Yeah, that would be my recommendation, Mr. Chairman, is that the board not entertain a motion that is on your agenda, that we wait until that week before the board meeting for Rebecca to communicate to the board whether a notice of cancellation will be issued or whether an agenda will be posted for that meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much, Andrew. Our next item is item A7, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence?
No correspondence.
Our next item is A8, a monthly report from the chief examiner.
So in your packet of materials, you had the monthly summary from October 2015. And just really briefly, during that time frame, we did have six eligibility lists that were issued, certifying 102 candidates. Those include a list going to the Finance Department, Police Department, and Water Department. At month end, we had 17 recruitments that remained in progress, and all of those that were completed within 6 working days to the department. I should also note that within Parks and Recreation, we did have a reduction in force that was as a result of the Mayor and Common Council's action to contract for services with Elmore Sports Group for the soccer complex. So notices were issued to 6 part-time employees and 1 full-time employee. The full-time employee in question did have the option and accepted it to demote into a lower level position. So that occurred in the month of October, and then as I mentioned previously, we have implemented a new testing software that we're using for typing tests and keyboarding, and looking to transition some of our paper tests to electronic computer terminals that this software will allow us to do. So that is some of the major things during October that the department was engaged in. I also just want to take a moment to acknowledge, of course, Evelyn isn't here, but it is also Evelyn Alexander's birthday today. And I did bring cupcakes to commemorate her day, but of course, unfortunately, she wasn't able to be with us today. So we'll try to re-acknowledge it next meeting that we have. I also wanted to remind you, if your schedules will permit, there is going to be a celebration of our commissioners throughout the city that will be taking place from 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow, which is Wednesday the 9th. If you're able to join us, we'd love to have you be there. So hopefully you all received a formal invitation. Yes. Did you? Okay, very good. So I just wanted to remind you about that, and other than that, I have nothing unless there are questions. It's at Meet La Cafe at 602 North Mount Vernon Avenue.
On the corner of 6th and Mount Vernon.
6th and Mount Vernon? Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right on the corner.
Right on the corner.
The northwest corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool. They got a resource center in there, I think.
No, this is an old building. It's been there forever, ever since I was a kid.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, my grandfather used to deliver milk to me.
It's old, yeah. It's forever.
That is old. Yeah.
It's a nice place.
Really good food.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
And it's between 5:30 to 7:30.
5:30 to 7:30, it'll be like heavy hors d'oeuvres and drinks.
Okay, great.
We should be there, man.
Thank you so much. I would ask for a motion that this activity report for October 2015, the personnel action summary report for November 16, 2015, be received and filed. If I can have a motion.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A9, closed session. I don't believe we have any closed session today.
We do have a closed session item. Normally during our meeting in December, I do distribute for the chief examiner's performance evaluation, which is not due until the end of January. So there is that one item to perhaps have some discussion about, and then you can determine what you want to do next steps.
Yeah, I remember we used to always do this in May, and then all of a sudden it changed, I guess, because of the dynamics.
Because of my hiring date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, my suggestion is that we recess into closed session, and then we can have the discussion there about the process.
Okay.
That'll be followed.
So we will go to closed session. I ask for a motion that the Civil Service Board recess the closed session for the following: personnel pursuant to Government Code Section 54957, Chief Examiner's Performance Evaluation. I can have that motion.
So moved.
In a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Okay.
Okay.
And so now that we're in closed session, I believe that we're waiting for the tape recording to be turned on.
We've just reconvened the civil service meeting, and Mr. Empeño?
I just would like to report that there was no action taken by the Civil Service Board in closed session regarding agenda item A9, closed session, subsection D.
Thank you very much, sir. Our next item is item A10, adjournment. I'd
so
ask
moved,
for a
move. Yeah.
Yes?
So moved.
I'd ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned until January 9th.
Second?
December. It's actually changed.
Right. December 22nd.
December 22nd.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Perfect.
Good. So Miss Alexander took her birthday off.
She celebrated, I guess.
Yeah, yes. Celebrating her birthday.
Becca, on behalf of us, we'd like to give
you
from all of us.
That's so kind of you.